Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. This your girl, Miss Angel on deck. And you are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station. Yes, here in the USA. Giving a shout out to everybody that is tuned in around the world. Those of you that are tuned in here in the USA and all of the different cities and states, we want to say hey to you. Also to our fam in all of Africa, my Niger family, Nigerian family, my Ghanaian family, my family in Uganda, holding it down, all my DJs there, DJ Vic. And also in the Caribbean, we want to say hey to you as well. To everyone, even our family in the UK, MZ Radio London, UK with Mr. Saji Harmony, also DJ Val, also DJ Shaggy Tosh, DJ Jai. We want to say hey to all of you all today. We are grateful on this great Saturday. This is a great show on Saturday. Y'all know that the only time that I come on air on the weekend, it's got to be special. It's got to be a lit show, and therefore it is today. So we have a very, very, very special guest who is a songwriter, producer, you name it. He's awesome. He rocks. He's not a stranger to the show. A lot of you have heard him many times on here with me, our bro St. James. And what you're going to hear today, you're going to be hearing him speak a little bit about his music. And then right after that, we're going to go into what I call a mini concert of all his songs. And we also got some surprise songs. Yes, don't tell nobody I told y'all. but we got some surprises. And also the great intro song that you have heard, the Angels of Melody intro. I'm telling you, I'm going to let him tell y'all about it. It is hot. It rocks. And we just giving a shout out to him, to KK, to Pops. Man, I can't even begin to just say how grateful I am for this show today. I'm really, like, super excited. So we're going to click him on right now. Y'all know how we do. But I'm so grateful to be able. It's such an honor to have him on the show with us today, and you're going to be hearing some slamming music, y'all, some great R&B. Yes, y'all are. All right. Hey, bro, what's up?
What up, Angel?
It's your boy, St. James, back in the house. What's up, baby?
Yes.
He's like, what is he going to say next?
Man, let me tell you something. It is so hot. It is so hot here right now. It's like in the 90s here. It's burning
wow,
up.
Wow, y'all.
And
cold weather. Now y'all too hot. That's global warming for you.
I know, right? Yeah, so I'm sitting here cooling out right now and on this great show with you. So I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and tell everybody where you're from.
Okay. My name is St. James, singer, songwriter, producer, CEO of Household Name Entertainment. I'm originally from the great state of Illinois, Chicago, and by way of Ohio and a lot of other places with military experience. So, man, I'm just a regular dude that loves R&B music, ride or die. I don't believe in aborting the R&B mission. You know, a lot of people doing a lot of different types of singing and styles and stuff, but I'm going to stay true to the essence of traditional classic R&B because there's just a gaping hole missing for that kind of music that creates feeling and changes lives.
Yeah, exactly. Any shout outs you want to give out?
Oh man, too many to name, but you know, my team, my family, you know, the people that put up with me. I'm driven, OCD, ain't no retaining, focus, and I'm relentless with this stuff. So, you know, it takes people, a lot, very special people to kind of tolerate this kind of mindset, man, because this is a focus that's military driven. You know, military trained me to be this kind of person in my military service and as well as in my everyday life. So I definitely apply those principles to how I approach this independent artistry, man. This music industry is definitely a beast. So I want to shout out everybody out there that's involved with me currently in my projects and what I'm doing, the artists I'm currently working with. So many people. Thank you so much, all the people out there supporting, promoting, grassroots. Just so many people. They know who they are. Thank you all.
All right. Okay. All right. So how does it feel to know today? Because I know we had talked about it before, like having like a mini concert on this show. How does it feel when you saw the tags and the the links about, you know, your sister doing this little mini, I call it like a mini music concert on this show?
Well, you know what? First of all, you've been nothing but a blessing to me ever since we first connected. And I remember the first time you had me on the show, you was more excited about the records than me. And I found that to be really intriguing. So I love that,
mm-hmm.
that energy, and there, you know, and you've been consistent ever since. So I'm excited about maybe people who never heard your station that are now following it, because I pushed them to come towards your platform, and then your people,
mm-hmm.
internationally as well as domestically, man, are just been supporting. I've been on your on and off of your charts up and down for the last year or so. So I'm excited about new people hearing me and new people discovering you, and our relationship continuously flourishing and evolving. You're a great person. You're like my sister now, so we're family. I appreciate you.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Like I told you, I feel like you're a brother from the same womb, and I really meant that. And I just love your music. Our family there in the UK is really loving it. DJ Val has been playing the songs, and I even have a brother that's a pastor, Pastor Gary Thomas, there in Alabama, who loves your music. Our sister Tammy Laster out there in L.A., who's loving it as well. So it's a lot of people that's loving the music, especially my family. You know, my cousins and all of them, they love your music. And I'm just so grateful for it. I'm so grateful. And I just wanted, before we start into it, I just want to let everybody know that is listening in around the world. The reason why I chose, this is my second time really doing is having like a mini concert. I think the last time I had a mini music concert, it was with a great brother of mine there in Ghana that we've done some years back. I want to say maybe like 2010, maybe 2009 when I did that. And it was awesome. People loved it. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to do that again. And the reason for that, brother, is because, like I said, I believe in your music. There's a lot of R&B that is out here, you know, globally. Some of it, to me, I think it's okay. And then some of it I think is hot, it's slamming. But when you look at your music, you know, how some of the music that was like a remix and then your original music, it is a blessing. It's hot, it's lit. And when I see something like that and I believe in a person and what they're doing, then I'm the type of person, I like to support it, to let the world know, like, hey, you need to tune in on to this, and you need to tune in on to that, because this is hot. And that's the way I think it should be with us, that are like family. We should support one another. You know, I'm not the type of person to say, well, this is my music that I play, these are my artists that I play. No, I mean, let's share this stuff and get it around the world, because a lot of people are out there going through, especially with this pandemic that's going on, a lot of people are going through, people are discouraged. And when they can hear some music like this, it get them off their feet, seriously. And so I'm just grateful to be able to play that on today. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about what's going on, you know, how the music is hitting charts everywhere and what you're doing in your project.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, everything you said prior to asking me that question, man, you're spot on and right on that. We have to share this stuff, man. And, you know, I don't know why people hold on to music and don't, you know, share with people. It's not like you're giving away your CDs anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
Like you're just sharing music, man. I give this stuff away. So if anybody in your listeners want my records, they can email me and I'll send a song to them. Even if you don't have, some people don't have Spotify and these digital streaming platforms. Some people just can't afford them, don't have them, are technologically, kind of like maybe just challenged, man. So even if that's the case, if you can at least get an email, I can send you the records. So, you know, I'm that's an open invitation. If you want my records, email me. Angel knows how to get in touch with me, and I'll get you the songs, and we'll keep it moving. So that's so I'm going to talk, so say that first. But more importantly, yes, I'm an independent artist out here, no record label, not signed, doing this basically on shoestring budget, but God is able and making a way. And earlier you asked me who I wanted to thank, and I definitely want to thank God, absolutely, for everything he's done to bless my life. Because a lot of people didn't make it past the pandemic the last 12 months, so I'm grateful just to be a breathing, man, and walk breathing good air, you know, fresh air in the area that I'm at. So that kind of thing, you know. So thanks for the platform and opportunity to just kind of talk about what's going on with what I'm doing. But I really don't want to make this about me in terms of St. James, the artist. I want to make this about the music that my team and I are trying to put out and just bring back the essence of R&B that's missing. You know, not trying to reinvent the wheel, not trying to be the king of R&B, just trying to be a messenger of rhythm and blues, because a lot of our ancestors and people that came prior to our current generation paved the way. A lot of them, a lot of those artists bled, sweat, and tears, blood, sweat, and tears, and sacrificed so much to get that music to you know, into the right places, man. So we cannot let that legacy go in vain. So I just really want to focus on that. And you know, as far as talking about the stuff that's going on now, we're hitting independent soul charts. A couple of the records off the EP doing well, over 2.2 million streams and counting. We're doing a lot of organic little small things, but I haven't quite broke through in the mainstream because that requires mainstream money. And right now, I'm just not willing to sacrifice my livelihood for this music dream. I believe that if it can't happen organically and through a consistent work ethic, it ain't meant for me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, I'm really grateful to have you on here, to have this, I call it the mini music concert. That's what I'm calling it, the mini music concert. And you have some great songs that we are going to play. When we were talking about, like, the titles and stuff, I thank God for you because you're a man, to me, that gives a good meaning of love. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't believe in love. Maybe they've been hurt, you know, crushed, or whatever the thing may be that they went through. And to me, this music, it brings back love. You know what I'm saying? Love. Nothing wrong with that between the two, you know, people that's in relationships, you know, even in families. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It brings back the true meaning of love. And it's music that heals to me. It's music that heals, a music that brings joy, that brings laughter, and it brings just unity to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful to God myself to even have a platform to be able to play music like yours and many other people around the world. So in saying that, the intro, Angels of Melody, talk a little bit about that. Oh, my God, that song.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to, that's the, you know, I had to do that for my sister. You know, she had intro prior to it, and I just felt like it was cool, but she needed something that's more reflective of her soul right now, and her soul is rhythm and blues and embracing, you know, a genre of music, like you told me, that, you know, you wasn't a big R&B fan, but you just basically evolved into one now, and my music had a lot to do with that transition. I'm excited about, you know, I like the conversion factor is important when you can take someone that is not a big fan of R&B and make them a believer of it. That's awesome. So that part I wanted to share. I appreciate you sharing that transparently. And, you know, but I wanted to make sure you had a intro that was current and at the time, you know, at current to this time and made you feel good and was about you because you do so much in this radio game for so many people without expectation of compensation, you know. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening out there right now, and if you know you're not supporting this station in terms of it costs money to do this stuff, man, to overhead, to run a station, to the time she puts into it. I'm advocating that people support Angel, and that means digging your pockets. If you can spend money on some of your vices or some of the stuff you probably could do without, you can spend a couple of bucks supporting this sister's brand, helping her get her handle her business, and be in a position to have better content and greater content, and also have more opportunity to go on the air more frequently. This stuff costs. So if you ain't out there supporting her, you're wrong. So that's really, and I'm saying that she, I'm saying it because that's what I believe, and that's what, and I do the best I can, and I will always be able to support and help you when I'm in a position to, and that's just love. So Angels of Melody was my contribution to you for that.
Yes. Now, you have a song, a video that just came out. I know, amen now, y'all. Come on with the offer,
please. I need to say, can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Go ahead. It was quiet as cricket.
I know, right?
You ain't got
Oh, my God. You know how they used to say, you know how they used to say back in the day, grab your pocketbooks. And
that's
I didn't even,
right.
I just be like, pocketbooks.
Yeah, dig in your pocketbooks. I'm telling your people, your fan base and your listeners, dig in your pockets and help this sister because it takes me to do this. It's just like being an artist out here. I can't do this without funding. If people believe in what I'm not asking nobody to help me. But if you believe in what I'm doing, you know this. You got to know this stuff ain't cheap, man. So go ahead.
True.
So, yeah, Angel's Melody, great intro. My team and I put that together. Like, you actually literally watched us produce it on live. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was fun, and I was around my family when it was going on, and it was just such an honor. And it's rocking the charts as well. A lot of people saying, girl, that intro is slapping, you know. And so I'm going to play it again for those that just now maybe be tuning in or whatever before we get started with your music.
Back.
I'm going to make sure I play that again.
Yeah,
I'm going to
run
that back.
They run that back.
I know, right?
You know we got to have fun. We got to have a little fun now. I got to get you laughing. Come on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? You had said something, and I want to add to it when you were saying about I wasn't a fan of R&B. I wasn't, y'all. Coming up, you know what I'm saying, I did not like R&B too much. It was certain songs that I would listen to, but when I would DJ at parties or gatherings or something like that, I was the type of person, I'm going to be real, I love gangster music. The shoot 'em up down, gang banging, whatever you call it, that was my type of music that I listened to. And when people would come together and I would DJ and stuff, they'd be like, wow, can we get a little slow it down music, you know, a little bit, boy? You know, I used to get up 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, seriously, drinking and smoking my weed back then. And I had to have me some gangster music, you know. I never could get with the R&B for some reason. I just couldn't deal with it. And it was all because of, and I'm not embarrassed, I'm not ashamed to say this because it might be someone out there that might have went through the same thing or may still be going through the same thing. But, you know, I was mentally abused coming up. I think I shared that with you, brother. I was mentally abused coming up. And so I did not go with that love stuff. You know, when people would say they love me, it was just like, yeah, whatever. You know, I had a very bad complex. So when it came to slow music and stuff like that, I really didn't like that. I had to have something fast to keep me going mentally. And then as I got older and stuff, then I started listening to it a little bit more. But to be real with you, St. James, I have not listened to R&B since I met you. I'm talking about really getting down in it. Now I listen to your music. I can listen to other R&B music and really jam with it now. And so now when my family come together and I'm playing music, you know, if I'm playing gospel, we listen to gospel. I love jazz. We listen to jazz, blues, whatever. Now they're looking at me like, uh-oh, girl, you listening to slow music? What happened? You know, and I'm just so grateful for that. That, and that's why I said your music to me is healing. It's healing to me. It brings joy. You know what I'm saying? Awesome. When sadness try to creep in. And that's what all the R&B now, you know, that I listen to. It's not just, you know, your music, but all kind of R&B I'm able to open up and listen to. And so I'm grateful for that because there's nothing wrong with, you know, love is real. Now I know that,
right.
You know. Love is real.
Wow.
And there are people that do love us, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
and it's real, genuine love. You know, everybody ain't a hater. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So in saying that,
wow.
I just had to put that out there to kind of explain, you know, why I didn't like R&B, because, you know, some people might say that, like, wow, she didn't like R&B. Oh, what was the problem?
It's a testimony.
But now I'm I'm definitely a huge fan. So I think I need my award. Y'all give me a gold award that the Angel on Deck loves R&B.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of DJs play the music that they need to play that may not mean they even favor it. It doesn't mean, you know, they don't respect it. It just means that's nothing bad about, you know, your it wasn't your taste. It's like a lot of people don't like R&B. This is a tough genre. R&B used to be the standard, but it's definitely something you having to kind of like push on people, because they just have gotten away from it on the mainstream level. And we're like, a lot of people are really focused on what's popular instead of what they, you know, what they really believe in or feel. So I admire you just taking a gamble on an independent artist like myself and allowing me to be on your platform. I mean that. Thank you.
All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this great video that I saw today. If you were here tonight.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Okay, well, listen. Alexander O'Neal, man. You know, I ain't trying to be Alexander. I ain't trying to out-sing him. I'm just trying to pay homage to the brother. That's the point of me in that record.
Well, I definitely love it.
Thank you so much. It's part of the EP, Throwback to Covers, Volume 1. You know, it's the final record off the EP number 6, and the 6th video has been dropped officially today. Go check it out on all my platforms, YouTube and my social media platform. Make sure you check it all out. And the song itself brings back memories to a lot of people, I'm sure. I've gotten it a lot. Hopefully it'll be on the Indie Soul charts here soon. So looking forward to things. You know, then I move on to my original material. And all the other artists I'm releasing. I'm currently in the studio right now, so I'm excited.
That's good. Well, you know I'm going to act silly now. You know I'm about to make you laugh and everybody laugh. Well, I think next time, if you ever was to do a remix, we want to see some meat, brother, in that them grills. That's y'all standing next to.
Bruh. Let me tell you something. I just do what I'm told in the videos, and I get the heck out of there, bro. I don't know. I want to see some meat cooking in that grill, too.
I said, I'm seeing these nice grills right there, but we ain't seeing no shish kebabs and no steaks and ribs on the grill.
No, because the concept of it is that stuff we used to do. That was the point of it. We ain't doing it now. If you were here, so it's like you gotta have to. And also, let me say this. I gotta say this. I get a little stuff on my videos sometimes, because I ain't gonna get them perfect or right all the time. But listen, a lot of R&B videos in the 90s used to have everything you said in the song had to be in the video. Nobody can afford that crap. So we're doing conceptual videos where maybe out of the box. With the visuals out of the box, I'm just trying to get you to see a visual to the record, because people just got to hear it, see something in order to support it. So you don't even listen to the radio. They got to see a video, then they go stream it. So that's the kind of the vibe. So we're doing stuff different than the normal traditional 90s type of style R&B videos. I can't afford it. I'm being real.
I had to be silly.
Yeah, my EBT card. You know, unless you're going to let me use your EBT card.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I'm telling you, I am.
Excuse me. I don't turn down nothing. Excuse me.
That's okay.
I don't turn down nothing. No, sir. You heard me? You heard me cuss a little bit? Me. Just goodbye.
Woo, God. Woo. Oh, my
right,
God.
Go
I'm sitting over
go
here
ahead,
literally
sis.
Crying and laughing.
It is,
oh, my
right.
God.
Go ahead. Listen, I can definitely laugh at myself.
I said, but you know what? I understand. You know, that's just me being silly. You know, I love cracking jokes and talking stuff on the airwaves. So I had to say that. I said, oh, my God, I'm finna make them laugh right now about the meat part.
Yes.
But
oh, good. It is funny. I thought the same thing, honestly. I was like, wait a minute, we had this grill, but ain't nothing on the mug. Okay. All right, moving along. Anyway, but you like the video overall. It is what it is, man. You know, I just try to put, make sure, at least I got a video out on the record. A lot of people got songs with no videos. I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's funny you mentioned videos because people are so critical. Not that you were critical. I'm simply saying a lot of people are critical of the visual.
Yeah.
If I had a multi-million dollar budget, you would have a multi-million dollar video catalog.
Yeah.
But I'm an independent artist, doing the best that I can with what I have, and that's just how I'm going to do it. And some people don't like my stuff, and some people are not. And I say that because I want to be transparent. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Hey, Baskin-Robbins got 31 flavors of ice cream. Everybody ain't coming here to eat mint chocolate chip.
That's true. That's true. You're right about that now. I don't even like it that much myself.
Exactly. So, but Baskin-Robbins ain't having a problem selling ice cream, are they?
Nope.
Exactly. So I'm still keep making these records.
Well, your videos are awesome. The videos are rocking.
So
I love your videos. Yes, I really do. I love watching them. I really do. And as well as
thank
the songs.
You so much.
I love to play not only the music, but it's good while the music is playing and then you see the video going with it. It's just like really hot. So I want to say, you know, God bless you on those videos. It's
thank
awesome,
you.
And I really
thank
enjoy
you,
that if you work.
Hard work.
Yeah.
They're tough work, sis. They're a lot of work. They cost me a lot of work. The stress of putting them together, you know, I got to know my words. I got to move it. It's just a lot of work. But I'm honored to be able to do what I love at my age, and I'm good with that. So, yeah, thank you so much for the shout-out on the videos. But, yeah, if you haven't seen any of my videos, go to my YouTube channel, St. James. You should better find me. And check out the stuff, man. You can see my growth and improvement. And y'all see how I'm talking. I'm very transparent about the process because a lot of artists don't understand the process of building a catalog, building a brand to become a successful artist, independent or major. So it's like getting back to artist development through my life. I'm actually ready to start build an app called St. James Presents the Independent Artist. So I'm about to start. So I'm going to walk these artists through the process of every aspect of what it takes to be an independent artist and the whole music business. So it's something in development right now. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, you're doing some great things. That's one thing I say. You know, you're doing some awesome thing, awesome music, awesome videos, everything. And that was the reason why I wanted to do this mini concert today is because, like I said, you have done so much, you know, for many others and, you know, as well as been there for me as well. And I just feel like, hey, you know, I want to support. I'm definitely going to continue to support, you know, in my book, it will never stop. I will never stop supporting, you know, at all. And so I thank God that all your songs is rocking on the station. I know Suck It Up has really been rocking and Baby Come to Me has really been rocking as well. And the one that you and KK was on, I mean, all of it is rocking and rotating daily. And it's just awesome. I can't wait to get started to play the music. And not only that, but I even have some surprise music.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you probably went back in some archives and found some old stuff. Okay, I'm sure we're listening. They definitely going to be able to see the development and growth and maturity, but you can still hear the ideas were there. That's all I'm going to say. The ideas were there. My ideas were solid. I just didn't have the money or the budget or the team to put them together, but now I do. So now what you're seeing
is
fruition. Go ahead, sister.
Well, you know what? Some of that older music that they will hear, I think, was hot. And that's the reason why I said, you know what? I'm going to add in a couple of old school sounds. I loved it.
You can see, I was working. I had ideas and talent. I didn't have a team and the engineer, the people to make it polished like I got now. So I'm actually thinking about going back to some of my old stuff and redoing all them songs and making them current. I'm thinking I'm going to do that That's my next project, probably to go back to my old catalog and flip some records, man, and make them real polished. I ain't too far off on them. I got the ideas there, and the hooks and stuff are strong.
Yeah.
I know, well, it's probably pull up, too.
I know I'm gonna come back. Like when I start playing the music, they definitely will hear me say, you know, the name of the song or whatever. You know, they'll hear me say that and everything. And we'll be going in between. We'll be playing what's happening now and going back a little bit, and then we go back to the now and a little bit. You know, but it's gonna be a wonderful show. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the show. I'm excited about the music, and for those that are listening in around the world, get your eat on. If you're sipping on champagne or sipping on some wine, sit back, relax. If you got to cut you a little step. But this is definitely the time where you're going to hear, if you haven't heard, you will hear some awesome lit music of our brother St. James. And so ending in that, anything you would like to say before we get started with this great concert?
I would like to say thank you to everybody out there that loves R&B music, everybody out there that's supporting independent artistry, St. James Brand, the team, what I'm doing out here in California, independent radio. Appreciate you guys out there. Keep spinning, keep requesting, keep sharing, keep streaming. And we can keep dreaming, and we can keep steaming our dreams. So we appreciate y'all out there. Stay positive. Wear your mask. Thing ain't over yet, and count your blessings and forgive, man. That's it.
That's right, and definitely keep on loving. I'm telling you, keep on loving, because time, like you said, time is getting short. People is leaving here. Every time I look up, sometimes I hate to log in on the Facebook. Is somebody dying? Somebody just passed.
Yeah.
Somebody is leaving. You know, and I'm like, wow. You know, and we just gotta just keep on loving. You know, and sometimes it be hard when you got people that piss you off and you be like, oh, my God, I can't stand this person, but we still got to love them still regardless. You know, love
still
through it, because that's the thing. Yes,
mm-hmm.
we definitely
got
to look at that.
So
well, I'm not going to hold you up, bro. I love you.
Hot tub time.
And I thank you for taking the time out to be able to be on with us, to start us off, you know, letting us know about your music before we go into this great mini concert. So I just want everyone, when y'all hear some voices again talking, it will be me. And we're going to continue to share the music. The concert is not going to be too long. We ain't going no 3, 4, 5 hours, but, you know, we gonna get it in. I'll tell you that. It's definitely going to be a time of, you know, St. James music that's going to be rocking not only on this station, the Angels of Melody, but also other stations around the world as well. So I just want to say God bless you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on coming with the music and the videos, and I'm going to continue to keep on supporting.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you. God bless you. Love you, sis. Appreciate all y'all out there. www.stjames.com, S-A-I-N-T. J-A-I-M-Z, stjames.com. Let's get it, baby.
All right then, bro. Talk to you later.
All right, honey. Peace.
All right. Okay, y'all. So you have heard our brother, St. James, and we are so grateful that he has been on with us, talking to us about his music and things that are going on. So we about to get this party started, because it's about to be lit. But before we get it started, we're going to go into this great intro, okay, that was done with St. James and the fam. St. James and the fam, Angels of Melody. And right after that, we're going straight into our music. And then after we go through a few songs of his, then we're going to come back. I'm going to have some short words right quick, and then we're going to continue on with St. James music. All right, we'll be back.